This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want you to do a little quiz with me, a little private quiz. This may sound a little melodramatic, but I really believe it's a valid quiz or valid experience. I want you to think for a moment, if your life were reduced to all the moments, not days, not weeks or months, but all the moments that are really worth keeping. If your life could be reduced to the moments that were really valid experiences, blessing experiences in your life, here's the question. How long would your life be? A few seconds? A few minutes? Maybe a few hours? And before you think I'm talking about you, I'm talking about me too. If our lives were reduced to the minutes that really mattered in life, to the seconds that really mattered, how long would your life really be? And that's really a valid question to ask, and here's my reason for asking it. Paul comes along and compares himself to a builder. And he says, there's only one foundation that I as a builder can build upon, that you as a husband or father, that you as a wife or mother, that you as a teenager, young person can build on. And it's two words, and it's two words only, Jesus Christ. I've never tried to convert anybody to a concept, ever. I've never tried to win anybody to a philosophy. I've never tried to say, now here's my point of view on religion and I want you to agree with me on my point of view. All that I have attempted to do in all my years in the ministry, and I really mean this, is to point people to Jesus Christ and say, that's what it's all about. It's not about this church. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. And I want to suggest to you that you are building your life on a foundation of something or someone. Some people base build their foundation on their resume. You know, this is what I've done. This is what I can do. These are my skills. These are my talents and abilities. And then someday they realize that's not enough for anything. God didn't call you to build a resume. He called you to a relationship with Him. Some people say, well, I'm going to build my life on what I own. And I own a nice home and I own a couple of nice cars and I own a boat. And we're thinking about buying this summer cabin, and we just got some plans what we're going to do. You don't build your life on that, because Jesus would say this, what difference does it make if a man or woman gains the whole world? They get everything. Not just a piece of the earth, but they gain the whole world and they lose their soul in the process. And Jesus was asking a rhetorical question, what would you put on one side of the scale to equal the value of your soul? What would balance that? And the answer in one word is nothing. There is nothing to equal the value of your soul. Let's bring up verse 10 if we can again. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds. Verse 11, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Go right into verse 12. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, verse 13, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. Here's the message in a nutshell. Everybody has a foundation in life, personally, corporately, as a church, as a family, whatever. That foundation has to be Jesus Christ. Anything good in your life flows out of that. Remember, anything good in your marriage flows out of your relationship to Jesus Christ. Get this, whether you know it or not. Anything positive in a marriage relationship between a husband and wife flows out of their relationship with Jesus Christ. Most people don't get that. Most Christian people don't get that.
Well, my friend, that's a strong statement, but it happens to be true. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.